From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. Missouri's two gubernatorial hopefuls have differing opinions on bringing in independent prosecutors for police-involved killings. One of the Ferguson Commission's first recommendations was bringing in the Attorney General to look at police-involved killings. And while the policy proposal has bipartisan support, it's also attracted opposition from local prosecutors and from Democratic gubernatorial hopeful Chris Koster. He says local prosecutors can make those decisions on their own.
Prosecutors are locally elected, and it is most appropriate that the prosecutorial decision occur close to the communities where the individuals are elected.
And earlier this summer, GOP hopeful Eric Greitens said he would not dismiss the idea of having independent prosecutors in some instances.
And in situations where you have any kind of officer-involved shooting, we need to put in place a system that's going to make sure that we get all of the facts so that people can have confidence in the results that we're getting.
Even though both candidates have played up their support of law enforcement, the Missouri Fraternal Order of Police endorsed Koster's candidacy on Tuesday. Other opponents of the independent prosecutor idea include St. Louis County Prosecutor Bob McCulloch and United States Senator Claire McCaskill. The gubernatorial election takes place on November 8th. Missouri Attorney General and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Chris Koster has received the endorsement of the Missouri Fraternal Order of Police. During a stop in Springfield on Tuesday, Koster said the endorsement means more than just a boost to his campaign.
I've had a badge in my back pocket for 18 of the last 22 years, and I consider myself, because of the work I've done as prosecutor through two decades, to be a member of the law enforcement community. And so to me, it's more than just an endorsement. It is family.
Rick Nglima is president of the union, which represents more than 6,500 law enforcement officers in the state.
He's fought his entire career for pay increases and scholarships to help recruit officers from low-income communities so that they can work in our departments throughout the state of Missouri.
Koster told the group it would have the money, resources, and the loyalty of state government if he's elected governor. A trial is underway for more than 20 clergy members who face charges stemming from a peaceful protest at the Missouri Capitol over Medicaid expansion. The trial for the so-called Medicaid 23 began on Tuesday. In May of 2014, a few hundred clergy and other activists sang hymns and chanted in the state Senate in protest of lawmakers' reluctance to expand Medicaid healthcare eligibility in the state. Most left once police arrived to clear the public gallery, but 23 remained and were arrested. If convicted on the charges of misdemeanor trespassing and disrupting government operations, the clergy members face up to $500 in fines and up to 6 months behind bars. I'm Tyler Adkisson, KBIA News.